changes are now looming large, not only affecting the way radio is organised, but the very way it sounds. The shape of the future has been revealed by the Home Secretary, Mr. Douglas Hurd, in a written answer in the Commons. In essence, there are to be three new and national commercial radio services in the 1990s, and there's to be a new radio authority to supervise them. In addition, there's to be a whole new generation of commercial local stations and those serving particular communities. Our media correspondent, John Parry, has been looking at the way ahead.
The Home Secretary has said that he will bring the legislative proposals before Parliament to bring these changes into effect, and they should appear in a white paper around Easter. His decision to form a new radio authority, which will have what he describes as a light touch in its regulatory powers, means that the present responsibilities of the Independent Broadcasting Authority will be considerably cut back. It's a decision which has inevitably angered Mr. John Whitney, the IBA's Director General.
For nearly 15 years, we have presided over what I think is arguably a very successful form of sound broadcasting, in which many countries from have come to believe is a blueprint for successful commercial broadcasting. So
are you going to fight this proposal?
Well, we're certainly unhappy with the proposal that we should no longer play our role, because we believe that with the resource and the intelligence that we have built and acquired over these 15 years, we have very much to offer the expansion of the new system.
The BBC will continue to provide public service broadcasting as it judges best within the resources available to it, said Mr. Hurd, though two frequencies will be reassigned from the BBC. They could be the medium wave bands at present used on radios 1 and 3. Managing Director of BBC's Network Radio, Mr. David Hatch, said that this was perfectly acceptable as long as he was given time to tell listeners where to retune to find the services they know and value.
That's what I hope will happen, that there is time for the broadcasters and for the listeners to get used to a new system of finding our services on their radio sets.
The new radio authority will not have any say in the affairs of the BBC, of course, and the Home Secretary made it very clear that BBC Radio would continue to run its own affairs.
My line with the BBC is, look, you're not going to have as much money as you've been expecting in the past. You're going to be under a squeeze. We're going to take away two of your radio frequencies. But within what you've got left, the license fee, the frequencies you've got, make your own decisions. I don't want to breathe down your neck and tell you no more pop or no more local radio. You know your resources. Get on and use them as you, the BBC, think best.
Mr. Hurd said that after the publication of the Green Paper, the discussion paper, last year, he felt the time was now right for major changes. We've been well served by radio broadcasters, he said, but he wanted to create a framework for new and more diverse services to be taken up.